Thank you, Chair, and apologies, Nishtha, that I wasn't in the room listening to you. I had to run out to talk to Director Jean, but I do promise I will listen to the recording, if nothing else, to be able to write a report of the session. This being said, of course, we did read the report that you issued, so the statement is also based on that. And I'm pleased to give this statement on behalf of the European Union and the Member States. So at the outset, let me again just underline the importance of robust and independent evaluation against clear and result-oriented indicators. Such evaluation is crucial to ensure that development partners truly benefit from the activities and that implementing actors continuously improve their impact, but also so that the donor community is able to identify highest value added for scarce resources. We're happy to note that evaluation of the different projects and activities confirmed the value and relevance of this, and we do take good note of the issued recommendations and encourage UNCTAD Secretary to take relevant measures to implement this. In particular, some of these, for instance on improved indicators and on better integration of gender and human rights, are repeatedly singled out by independent evaluations. We are aware of the efforts made by the Secretary General on these issues, but it would appear that gender human rights consideration might have not yet permeated to the planification and implementation of UNCTAD's activities in the field. Incorporating this into UNCTAD's activities remain fundamental for attaining the 2030 Agenda and SDGs and for leaving no one behind, as well as for improving the sustainability of activities. The second paragraph of the report notes that the evaluation policy of UNCTAD has been updated in 2023. So perhaps you have already mentioned that in your intervention, but it would be interesting to hear in more detail what these updates were, in particular in terms of already mentioned gender human rights aspect, but also in terms of performance indicators, and how this might be further improved given the guidance offered by the evaluation report in paragraphs 50 and 51. We're also happy to note the significant steps taken to improve logical framework and performance indicator, as well as that the Integrated Planning Management and Reporting, IPMR, tool has been introduced. Nevertheless, we also know that evaluation again identifies shortcomings on indicators. This is also something that I raised in the informal session on the agenda item 2 yesterday. Performance indicators are fundamental for determining the value of activities. Nevertheless, it would appear from the report that due to lack of data on indicators, assessing the relevance of activities had to rely on interviews with implementers and on participants' assessments rather than on verifiable impact indicators. The task is admittedly not easy and highlights the importance of selecting skilled independent evaluators that can critically incorporate this limitation in their assessment. As an example of this challenge, for instance, we are aware of doubts that were expressed by some developing countries' delegates on applicability of the findings when the publication of the project on South-South integration was presented, yet this is not reflected in the evaluation report. In conclusion, let me again reaffirm the importance we attach to these evaluations, as well as to the follow-up to the identified recommendations. Therefore, we would again call upon the Secretariat to inform us during the 2024 autumn session on the actions that were carried out to respond to this recommendation, and this clearly applies also to the issued recommendations of the evaluations of the subprogram 1 and 2, as well as all the future programs that will be evaluated, so we can track record of all the actions and have, in a way, throughout the five-year cycle, have all these recommendations as well as actions to implement them. Thank you.